it's always a difficult call when we have bad weather. And we want to fulfill our obligation to our Lord, to worship Him on His day. But we also want to keep everybody safe and don't want to put anybody unduly in harm's way. So we have to kind of make a judgment call. And glad that we could be here this morning in order to worship God. I'm having a kind of a brief sermon this morning. I always intend to have brief sermons. They don't always work out that way. I want to talk about two passages in the Bible, in the New Testament, that talk about floods. And I want to make two points from those two passages. Now, that doesn't sound like a very long sermon at all, does it? The first passage is found in Luke, in Luke chapter 17, where Jesus is using the illustration of Noah's flood in order to make a point about the end of the world. And start reading with me here in Luke 17. Verse 26, Luke 17, 26. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. never ceases to amaze me, and it happens every single time we have an event like this, the people who are taken by surprise. The people who, they should know that there's a storm coming, that there is the chance, the possibility that they will be in harm's way. And yet they don't either think that that will happen to them or they don't take precautions and they are suddenly set upon by dangerous circumstances. I was listening to an interview this morning, a young woman who was had to be rescued out of her home. And she said she went to sleep in her apartment last night. She didn't think there was anything to worry about. And she woke up and her house was filling with water. And she had to get out. And she opened the door and more water rushed in. And she had to flee for her life. And that story is just one of thousands that have been taking place over the last few days where people, they know there's a storm, they know there's a possibility, but they have not taken adequate precautions. They haven't gotten out of low-lying areas. They haven't made plans. And so suddenly they're in danger. And they're afraid. And rightfully so. And it makes me think about those people in the days of Noah that Jesus says they were living their lives as if everything was going to be fine. Everything was normal. They were eating, they were drinking, they were planning marriages and executing marriages, and then suddenly everything is changed and they're not ready. And I think about those people in the great flood of Noah where it starts to rain. And some people think that rain was something that people had not experienced at that point. I don't know that that's true or not, but suddenly it starts to rain and it keeps raining and it keeps raining. And And, you know, they're hunkered down in their homes, and this is an unusual amount of rain, but, you know, it'll pass. Surely this will pass. And then they look out there, and they see water starting to rise out at a distance, and it's coming up. And you've got to know that that would have been disconcerting, but, you know, they say, well, you know, surely this rain will stop. And that will go down and we'll be all right. And then it just keeps rising. And it gets up to their houses. They don't know what to do. So they get up on their furniture maybe, or they go up into the higher story. And surely this will pass. We'll be all right. And you can see mothers and fathers comforting their children, saying, we'll be all right. We'll be okay. This, you know, this will go down. And then they have to get up on their roofs. There they are on their roofs. And they look out over a vast sea of water. And the rain is continuing to pour down. At what moment do they realize they're not going to make it? When the water finally gets up to the very peak of the roof and their mind is racing, what are we going to do? Can we swim over to that tree? Can we swim to that hill over there? That moment of terror, that moment of absolute abject horror, to know that you're not just going to lose your home, that you're going to lose your life. And the life of the people around you, and you're all going to die. And what a horrible, horrible moment. But Jesus is saying, that's the way it's going to be in the day of the Son of Man. There are going to be so many people who are going to live their life as if everything's going to be fine right up to that moment. And they're not prepared and they're not ready for the Lord to come. And he comes, and at some moment, it's going to dawn on them, this is bad. And I am not ready. I am not going to be saved. We need to try the best we can to warn people about that moment. We need to try, just like all of the emergency organizations and the government and the city of Lake Jackson sending out these texts constantly, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen, be ready, be prepared. We need to be that way spiritually. We need to be telling people about the coming of our Lord, because there's a moment of terror coming from every single person you know. We want to do the best we can to warn them about that moment. Now here's the other passage I want to cite, and it also mentions a great flood. At the end of his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus compares his listeners to wise people and foolish people. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Well, the falling part and the failure of preparing, I've already talked about. I want to talk about a little more hopeful aspect of this passage, and that is that for those of us who do take serious the warning of Jesus and of the Bible, and we listen, and we take these words, and we're here this morning because we do, and we're trying to apply these words and these teachings to our life, what we are building is deliverance and safety and confidence. That, and we've sung about it in several of the songs this morning, that no matter what happens, the rains will come, the flood will rise, the winds will blow, and it will hit upon our life, but we will be okay. We're going to be okay. And just as there must be that moment when those who are not ready, those who are not safe in the Lord, are going to have to realize, have that moment of terror and realize, I'm not going to survive this. I am lost. For us, there must be that moment when we come to the realization, we're okay. That we don't have anything to worry about. That we have built our house, the house of our lives, on the rock of the teaching of Jesus Christ. And no matter what happens, no matter what life throws at us, no matter what the world throws at us, that we're going to be okay. Because Jesus is going to deliver us. And there are moments like that that people are experiencing today, that they're afraid, they're scared, and then someone comes and rescues them and takes them to safety, and they have that moment of relief, of renewed hope and confidence. And we ought to live our life that way every single day. Every single day we ought to be thinking, I'm going to be okay. Life is tough. Things are bad. This is uncomfortable. This is a horror. This is scary. I am going to be okay because I've got a house that will not collapse. If you want that in your life, if you want to be part of something that is safe and eternal and has the help of God behind it, you need to be a Christian. You need to obey the gospel. Give your life to Jesus Christ. People so scared about water today, you need to go down in some water. Go down in some water, and in that water, receive the forgiveness of your sins. It will deliver your soul and make you safe. Come what may in this life, you'll be all right in Jesus Christ. If you want to do that this morning, come forward and say you will as we stand and sing.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come. Footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If they lead through the temple,
Doug. Thank you all for being here. It made my day seeing you, and hope that you have a very blessed and safe rest of this week. This time we'll have a closing prayer.
Would you bow and pray with me, please? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence at the close of our worship service this Lord's Day morning, thanking you, Father, for the endless love and care that you constantly show us.